How about that for four? Mm,
that's pretty good.
Thanks.
Not that great. But all right, this
Best
Sunday.
Best of on Sunday, Perkins Economic Hitman.
Oh, you got to check that out. You must listen to that show on Sunday. Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Peaches.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Go to these southern states, the 11 states of the old Confederacy, and rebuild the Democratic Party, tough though that may be. And when you start talking about 41% in Georgia, 43% in North Carolina, 40% Kentucky, 38% in Texas, Bush's home state, those are the plants that now need to be watered and nurtured.
Morning Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Close your eyes and imagine you're on an unspoiled beach somewhere. Sunlight streaming through the palm leaves. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world. Forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
I'm on the mic. 92.1.
The Mic 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushay. The normally peaceful city of Santiago suffers its fourth day of protests in advance of this weekend's APEC summit. Much of the anger is geared towards globalization and the arrival of President Bush.
You have sort of a mix here in Santiago. There are protests on the street calling President Bush a murderer, protesting the Iraq war, protesting his broader policies in the war on terrorism. And then there are what have become quite familiar at these gatherings, whether it's the APEC summit or the G8 summit, protesters against global trade. They believe global trade exploits the poor and exploits the environment.
That's CNN Radio's John King reporting. High on President Bush's agenda at the 21 Nations summit is that of restarting nuclear crisis talks with North Korea. Iran is refuting Secretary of State Colin Powell's claim that it's tried to make nuclear weapons. Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd says, regarding Iran, diplomacy is the only course of action.
I think talking at this juncture about military action is dangerous.
Well, in Chile, for the APEC summit, the recently resigned Mr. Powell tells a local TV station that he always prefers diplomacy over force. As U.S.-led forces take on insurgent remnants in Fallujah, Lieutenant General Lance Smith of Central Command says efforts are underway to rebuild the leveled city.
Humanitarian assistance is being conducted, currently focused by the Iraqi security forces and the U.S. Marines and the soldiers that are there handing out food and water.
Well, Smith also announcing today that U.S. troops on the verge of concluding their tours of duty in Iraq may have to stay a little bit longer. Congress will apparently adjourn without acting on the 9/11 Commission's security recommendations. A group called the 9/11 Family Steering Committee says Congress is shamefully abdicating its responsibility. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle resigned today. This is CNN Radio News.
America's first family.
The Today Show with Katie, Matt, Al, and Ann.
Watching Katie and Matt as a team is one of the joys.
He's so much fun to be around.
I don't think you can possibly ask for anyone better to sit next to morning after morning.
Matt is Felix. I'm Oscar.
That's a drop-dead combo.
I think we all feel pretty lucky.
Join Katie, Matt, Al, and Ann on Today.
America's first family. Today on NBC.
Preposterous. You've heard it takes two to tango? Well, when it comes to building healthy bones, it takes more than just calcium. It also takes phosphorus. In fact, building bones without phosphorus is, well,
preposterous.
Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, now there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
In the wake of the Vioxx recall and criticism of the FDA approving the dangerous painkiller, a top federal official is rejecting calls that the agency failed to protect the American public. Well, CNN radio medical expert Dr. Sandra Fryhofer calls this drug scandal a total failure.
When some of these adverse studies come out, we expect the FDA to look at the evidence and tell us, is this a good study? Is this a bad study? Is this something we should listen to? And in this case, with the Vioxx, they did not do that.
And a new approval coming from the FDA, a radio frequency ID tag can now be attached to a patient to reduce wrongful operations. The chip contains data on a patient's medical history and status. A former Georgia crematory operator pleads guilty to dumping over 300 bodies and giving families of the deceased cement dust instead of ashes. Ray Brentmarsh could face 12 years in jail. U.S. and North Korean officials accept a new plan to recover American soldiers still missing from the Korean War. This is news from CNN Radio. Stocks took a dive on Friday. Our Claire Lake is in New York.
When Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan talks, Wall Street listens, and they didn't like what he had to say on Friday. Greenspan warning that the U.S. must deal with the causes of the weak dollar, the soaring budget deficit, and the trade deficit. Oil prices also surged more than $2 a barrel in New York trading. The Dow breaking its three-week winning streak, tumbling 115 points, down 1% for the week. The Nasdaq dropping 33.5% on the week. Claire Lakes, CNN Radio at the New York Stock Exchange.
Beginning at 9:20 Sunday evening, Macy's annual fireworks spectacular will light up the New York skyline. This year's show, themed Beneath a Summer Sky, will combine more firepower than ever before. Six barges will be used to blast more than 36,000 pyrotechnic shells during this 30-minute display. And this year's event features live music from Sheryl Crow and Fantasia Barrino. I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
It's not like we're not angry about all the shenanigans, and there are shenanigans, but I just feel it's really unproductive to have this kind of, like, crazy spray of, and this is going out here, and there's a thing here, and 45 blah, blah, blah. It just sounds like the rantings of a loony.
Not that we're opposed to sounding like ranting loonies.
And that's what I do most of the time.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
I'm sick of dealing with...
What a child learns about violence.
Who do you think you are?
A child learns for life. Teach carefully. War Act Against Violence. And we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and Act Against Violence.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
America has spoken. The campaign has ended. And the United States of America goes forward with confidence and faith.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
Was that too dramatic?
No safety, no safety.
I don't know. I don't know if that's too dramatic or not. Welcome to the program. This is Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. 7 past the hour. I'll excuse you tonight, and you excuse me, because I'm not in the best of moods, and you're probably not either. I think I've gotten in 3 arguments with people today that had nothing to do with anything that's real. I was okay when I went to bed last night. Well, early this morning, I woke up on the sunset side of Bush's Magic Mountain. The biggest laughs of the day for me were when Cheney talked about how Americans voted for the Republican ticket because the Republican message was of hope. And then when Bush claimed to reach out to Kerry's supporters, promising to govern from the middle and heal the divided nation, it still makes me laugh. Oh, my God. It's a given that whenever Cheney's lips are moving, he's... He's lying, manipulating, trying to scare everyone to death. So when he talks about hope, watch out, he's really talking about fear. And does anyone actually think that now that the chimp seems to have... seems to have actually won an election, that he'll magically govern from the middle? He's got the entire Congress, governors, Supreme Court, federal judiciary, and Supreme Court in his back pocket, so he's going to make an extra effort to reach out to the liberals? All right, this is how it appears. This is how it appears. Bush got more votes as a real number and as a percentage of the entire vote than did Clinton. Bush got more votes than any presidential candidate in U.S. history. Bush's party gained 4 Senate seats, which puts them 5 away from being filibuster-proof. Bush's party gained in the United States House of Representatives. The largest number of voters since 1968 turned out to vote in this presidential election. 60% of us. Bush won with 51%. 51% of 60% is 31%. 31% of eligible voters have determined that the United States is to go fascist. So all that rah-rah talk of how every vote counts didn't mean squat to millions of potential voters. Nothing. So, you folks who didn't vote, welcome to hell. This is how it appears. And I'll explain that in a second. But Bush has his mandate. With a mandate of 3.6 million vote margin, you can only imagine how far these right-wingers will go in dismantling 70 years of social legislation and 50 years of international diplomacy. I say they'll stop at nothing now. What's to stop? What's to stop them? You? Me? Tom Daschle? Dick Gephardt? Nancy Pelosi? What's to stop them? The Secretary of State of Ohio, Mr. Blackwell, while claiming to run an unbiased election process, was also the co-chair of the Bush-Cheney campaign in Ohio. Sound familiar? And there's this. There were fewer voting machines in the highly concentrated black areas, you know, the ghetto, which created the long lines, which frustrated the voters. But, of course, that was a given. The Republicans, many of whom became Republicans because they oppose equal rights for people whose skin color is darker than theirs, we knew the Republicans would try to drive down black turnout. They did it all over the country. And Blackwell tried to make things even worse by raising issues like the weight of the paper. Now this. Judging from Federal Election Commission data, at least 8 million people cast their ballots using Diebold or Diebold. What the hell is it? Diebold, Diebold machines. Now, we talked about Diebold last year. And I want to revisit that for just a second. And not just Diebold. The pundits now are talking about how it was a clean election victory, that nobody can say a damn thing now, that Democrats and liberals and progressives are kind of screwed. We can't say, well, Catherine Harris. We can't say, well, Supreme Court. That Bush won by 3.5 million votes. Therefore, in winning both the popular and the electoral vote, what does that leave us with? Now, the answer from the pundits is not a leg to stand on. It was a clean victory. Was it? This is all you really need to know, what I'm going to share with you now. And right in the middle of this, I'm going to have to break and I'll come back to it. The American vote count is controlled by 3 major corporate players. Diebold, ESNS, and Sequoia. There's a fourth, SAIC, Science Applications International Corporation, coming on strong. Now, these companies, all four of them, are hardwired into the Bush power structure. And they have been given God knows how many millions of dollars by the Bush regime to complete a sweeping computerization of voting machines that were just used in the 2004 election. Now, in the areas where voting machines weren't used, superfluous point. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, what about New Mexico?
Doesn't matter. The technology involved from these four companies had a trial run in the 2002 midterm elections. You remember? Georgia, where I live, had Diebold machines in every single precinct. It was a test. And as a result of the test, a popular Democratic governor and senator were both unseated in what the media called amazing pre-election, post-election. There was a 16% swing. Exit polls, and this is when Voter News Service was eliminated. Exit polls showed, excuse me, both Max Cleland, the senator, and Roy Barnes, the governor, leading by substantial, and in Cleland's case, double-digit leads, and they were both turned out. Now, who's behind these private companies? It's a little difficult to tell. The corporate lines of these so-called competitors are intricately mixed. Remember I said there's four companies. That doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. For example, at Diebold, whose corporate chief, Wally O'Dell, a top Bush fundraiser, by the way, publicly committed himself to delivering his home state, Ohio's, votes to Bush. At Diebold, the election division is run by somebody named Bob Orosevich. Bob's brother Todd is a top executive over at rival ESNS. Huh? The brothers were originally staked in the vote count business by someone named Howard Amundson, a member of the Council for National Policy, a right-wing steering group stacked with the Bush True Believers. Amundson, and we went over this, 2 years ago? Not on this network. This network didn't exist. But this guy Amundson is also one of the bagmen behind the extremist Christian Reconstruction movement, which openly advocates a theocratic takeover of American democracy, which will place the entire society under the dominion of Christ the King. Now, what does the dominion include? The death penalty for homosexuals, exclusion of citizens who are not Christian, exclusion of citizenship for non-Christians, stoning of sinners, and, no kidding, slavery, defined as one of the most beneficent of biblical laws. There's more. Stick around. The corporation. Their minutes, notes, and memos can't be shared. And by the way, does anybody know the current whereabouts of Kenneth Lee? Oh, it's national security of the public scrutiny. Policy of...
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40 by 60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
I have been getting slammed with emails, not just by listeners. My wife is literally slamming me with emails.
And that's not a euphemism. He means that.
That's not like a... She made whoopee on my email account. I'm being harassed electronically about why aren't the Democrats doing anything about the recount.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Like most college students, I thought I was invincible. Then I got a strain of bacterial meningitis, a rare but deadly disease that strikes certain college students. To save my life, doctors had to amputate my arms and legs. I'm Melanie Benn. I've survived meningitis, but I wish I had known about vaccination. Learn more about meningitis and the vaccine. Visit the website musa.org or call toll-free 1-866-321-4MFA.
This message has been brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mike, 92.1.
22 past the hour. So according to FEC numbers, and they're very loosey-goosey right now, out of 112 million votes cast, at least 8 to 10 million of those votes, and considerably more probably, were registered on touchscreen voting machines. And there are three major companies, Diebold, ESNS, Sequoia, and then the fourth, Science Applications International, SAIC. Those four, they are all hardwired into the Bush crime family. And behind these companies, they're all interconnected. They are not four distinct competitors. But one of the key guys here is Howard Amundsen. He is the guy who came up with the money to allow these people to buy Diebold and ESNS and so on and so forth. He's a member of the Council for National Policy, a right-wing steering group that itself is stacked with the Bush faithful. Now, Amundsen, again, is one of the bagmen behind the extremist Christian Reconstructionist movement that we've talked about in this program before. I don't know if you heard me because it was when I was with another network that no longer exists. But they believe in so-called dominion theory, which includes the death penalty for homosexuals, exclusion of citizenship for non-Christians. The thing that, what's her name? Who's the blonde, skinny broad? Ann Coulter talks about invading their countries and killing them and so on and so forth. But they believe in non-citizenship for people unless they're Christian, stoning of sinners, and they see slavery as one of the most beneficent of biblical laws. Now, Amundsen also has major holdings in ESNS, whose former CEO is Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. Hello. When Hagel ran for office, his own company counted the votes. Needless to say, his initial victory was reported as, quote, an amazing upset. End quote. Now, Chuck Hagel still has $1 million stake in the parent company of ESNS. Now, the Sequoia, one of these four, Sequoia is the corporate parent of a private equity firm called Madison Dearborn, which is a partner in the Carlyle Group. You see how this works? That's where Bush 1 makes millions trolling the world for war pork, for privatization, sweetheart deals with government insiders, theft, thievery, drug deals. Okay? Do you understand? Meanwhile, SAIC, Science Applications International Corporation, this is referred to as a shadowy defense contractor. They have gotten into the vote counting game both directly and through spinoffs by its top brass, including a guy named Admiral Bill Owens, former military aide to Dick Cheney, and Carlyle honcho Frank Carlucci, and ex-CIA chief Robert Gates. Now, SAIC's history of fraud charges and security lapses in its electronic systems hasn't prevented it from becoming one of the largest Pentagon and CIA contractors, and will doubtless pose little obstacle in all of that in its entrance into the vote counting business. So there you go. Now, the mad rush to install these unverifiable computers is driven with driven by the Help America Vote Act, which was signed by Bush a couple of years ago, right? The chief lobbying group pushing for the Help America Vote Act, while we dumbasses sat out here and said, well, that sounds like a good idea, Help America. The chief lobbying group pushing for it to be passed was a consortium of arms dealers, including Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin. Now, there you have it. So when you hear people, I don't care if they're liberal, conservative, middle of the roaders, when you hear people saying, well, take a deep breath, we will pull through this. No, we will not. Do you understand me? Unless this cancer is cut out. Diebold, ESNS, Sequoia, and SAIC. Until that happens, I don't care who tells you. Someone on this network, someone in television, somebody writing in a newspaper, a magazine somewhere, or your mama. I don't care who tells you, keep a stiff upper lip, we'll pull through it. No, we shall not. It's over. Unless these companies are gotten out of the vote counting business. Do you understand that, truth seeker? I'm not here to jerk you around tonight. I'm not here to sit and whine with you. I'm not here to do anything tonight except give you as much of the facts as I possibly can. But the story on Diebold, ESNS, Sequoia, and SAIC, you can do your own Google research on this. You can find out about this guy named Amundsen. You can find out why so much emphasis this time was placed on Christ, and how much fear was placed about those damn queers getting married, or that a stem cell research, or all these so-called moral issues. Oh, well, you know, they're gonna abort babies and do scientific experiments. All of that stuff, okay? This has to do with the men involved, the white men involved, in running these four vote tabulation companies. So again, you know, if you want to be a sucker, then go ahead and believe, well, we'll get through it. We need to organize. We need to work harder. We need to get out there and I don't know, we need to talk to the PTAs and go to the union halls. You can do that, truth seeker, until your forehead bleeds. But until these four companies are removed from the vote, until electronic vote tabulation is history, it's their country, not ours.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Planet Check.
Roland Wong, Vehicles Policy Director for the NRDC, has good news.
September 24th, the Air Resources Board adopted the world's first mandatory global warming pollution standards for cars and trucks.
No place in the world has these standards. Global warming is one of the most challenging eco problems.
And we cannot solve this problem without the United States taking action, cutting pollution from tailpipes and smokestacks.
California, once again, is leading the way.
California pollution standards on vehicles typically for the last four decades have been adopted nationwide.
If all goes well, the standards will begin in 2009.
And be phased in over an eight-year period until 2016, requiring about a 30% cut in global warming pollution from tailpipes.
Learn more at nrdc.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
I voted this weekend, my absentee ballot.
Wow.
Rachel brought her absentee ballot in, and she was like, first of all, I have a present for you. I have a surprise for you. And she goes, I'm going to give it to you in the air. And the surprise was her absentee ballot came in the mail. Now, I happen to be a woman who, when you say you have a surprise for me, I either want to eat it, wear it, or have sex with it.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Are you a business owner or a manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hi, this is Al Franken for the New Republic, the nation's leading journal for politics and the arts. In this week's issue, the editors write, perhaps the most odious feature of contemporary conservatism is its equation of success with virtue. We are instructed that Republicans won because they have values, while Democrats lost because they do not. I invite you to subscribe today and save $10 off the New Republic's best online subscription price. And download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details. Or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America and save $10 off our best online subscription price. The New Republic, unconventional, is good.
If you've ever thought about incorporating, get ready for some good news and a free offer from Corporate Service Center. If you have a business or are thinking of starting one, now's the time to consider all the advantages that incorporating can provide. There are plenty of reasons, such as reduced taxes, increased privacy, and protection from lawsuits. But there are also plenty of questions. How do you do it? What does it cost? How does it all work? Well, here's the good news. Right now, you can call and get a free consultation to answer all your questions, plus a free guide to choosing the right structure for your business. That's right, free. The booklet will explain in plain English the differences between limited liability companies, limited partnerships, business trusts, and corporations. You'll learn the truth about corporate credit. You'll find out what states are best for your corporation, as well as which to avoid. Call now for your free consultation and booklet. 1-800-638-2320. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0. What are you waiting for? Incorporate now. Call 1-800-NEVADA-0. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0.
Young, who got some good minutes in the first half, hits the jumper. Tiffany Young, a junior from Hillsboro, Alabama, has four. Young, 17. And Tiffany Young with a sensational performance off the bench.
5 months after leading Purdue to an NCAA championship, Tiffany Young was killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You've just won the intellectual lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic 92.1.
Six before the hour. It's amazing. I'm already getting just a ton of well-meaning blast emails about how the Democrats can win it the next time. I'll tell you. And we better wake up to this. I mean, come on. We're not that stupid. The only way the Democrats are going to win it next time or any time is getting back to paper ballots. I don't care if they're punch cards. I don't care if you mark them with a crayon. Anything other than that, and it's over. I'm telling you. You know, I listened today to the pundits talk about right and left. Talk about it was a clean win for Bush. There's no doubt now. Yada yada. 112 million people went to the polls. Yada yada. You know, the youth vote wasn't there. The number, the percentage of youth voting was the same as it was 4 years ago. You know, all this BS floating around, and the very essential fact is completely left out of the discussion. And that is the four and soon to be five companies wired into the Bush crime family and wired into the Christian Reconstruction movement that now control the voting machine industry. Now, Amundsen, the Christian Reconstruction movement, people connected to that are the ones who wrote the software. Come on, let's not be stupid, America, okay? There is a terrible thing going on right now. These sick religious fundamentalists, and I'm not talking about your local Southern Baptist. As far as I know, the local Southern Baptist doesn't want to kill the queers. The Christian Reconstruction movement does. And that's just the opening salvo. The queers, the Jews, the Catholics, the Muslims, and women in this movement, women are chattel. W is for women. We'll never know what the vote really was. The tabulation gave 51% to Monkey Boy and 49.7% to Senator Kerry. But you and I will never know. No one will ever know, except maybe the people within the Christian Reconstructionist movement who sold the software or provided the software to these four companies. Okay, they may know. So, again, all I'm asking for is at least some honesty, and let's stop sitting around stroking each other. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff today from people that say, well, you know, I'm feeling bad. Yeah, I'm feeling bad, too, but I'm infuriated. And I'm also dealing with the cold realization that these destroyers of democracy really have gotten control. They do have control. Now, what do we do about it? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have any answers. I'm like you. I have questions. But I do know this. I know that there will never again be a legitimate election in this country, totally legitimate, until these companies are driven out of business. Do you does that make sense to you? Do you agree with that? Does that make sense? I hope it does. Sid Blumenthal, writing at Salon. Blumenthal was the former assistant and senior advisor to Clinton, and he was the author of the huge book, The Clinton Wars, about when it came out about a year ago. Here's what he said at Salon.com. The evangelical churches became instruments of political organization. Ideology is being enforced as theology, turning nonconformity into sin. And the faithful, following their voter guides with biblical literalism, were shepherded to the polls as though to the rapture. White Protestants, especially in the South, especially married men, gave their souls and votes for the flag and the cross. Now, coming along with Bush is a gallery of grotesqueries in the Senate. More than one of the new senators advocate capital punishment for abortion. Huh? Another urging that all gay teachers be fired. Another one, Jim Bunning, obviously suffering from early symptoms of Alzheimer's. The new majority in the Senate, Truth Seeker, is not Republican. You know that. It's theocratic. It's neo-Nazi, neo-fascist, but it is theocratic. And there are no checks and balances left. Do you understand that? I disagree with Blumenthal on that. There's one check left. The United States Senate is 55 of these Republicans. When they hit 60, which is what will happen during the midterm elections, trust me, please don't sit there tonight listening to this program saying to yourself, no, we'll turn it around in 2006. No, we won't. Unless they're paper ballots, they're verifiable, and anybody can take a look at them. That's the only way. If we use the voting machines, and by 2006, oh, trust me, tens of millions of people will be using the touchscreen voting machines. It's over then. There are no checks and balances, except the U.S. Senate is still 55-45. Once it becomes 60-40, that's it. Because with 60 senators, you can vote for cloture and shut off filibustering. That means that no matter what Bush and the crime family wants to do, they can do it. Forget about the House. The House is gone for the next two or three or four or five generations. I'm talking 40, 50 years. It's gone. Do you understand that? Because the gerrymandering that has been done, the changing of the districts. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Mike, they can do that every 10 years. They can do it any damn time they want. That's been okayed by the Supreme Court. Take a look at what happened in Texas. Any time they want. Now, maybe it hasn't been decided by the Supreme Court. Let me retract that. But it has been done. No checks and balances. As Blumenthal writes, the terminal illness of William Rehnquist signals new appointments to the Supreme Court that will alter law for more than a generation. Conservative promises to dismantle constitutional law established since the New Deal will be acted upon. Roe v. Wade will be overturned, abortion outlawed, and on and on and on. So all I'm asking tonight is, you know, I don't want to hear a single phone call. And since the calls are screened in New York, I'm going to ask the screener, I do not want to hear a single phone call that tries to tell me or this audience, well, tough it out, stiff upper lip, we'll win it back next time. I will not accept that kind of a comment. If you get past the screener and I hear you say that, you're out of here. That is nonsense. And the last thing that rational people in this country need right now, the 54, whatever the hell it was, million whose votes were recorded for Kerry, The last thing we need now is this whistling past the graveyard horse hockey. Things are not okay. You don't need a group hug. It's not going to get better. Nothing is going to happen except it's going to get worse until electronic voting is eliminated. That's the key. Now, for the people that say, well, Mike, what about the five electoral votes in Nevada or wherever, you know, that went to Bush? They weren't touchscreen. That doesn't matter. Bush has his base. How many do you have to steal? How many votes do you have to steal? 3.5 million? Out of 112 million cast? What percentage is that? 1.5%?
When we program the voting machines, every 100th vote will go to the Republican, regardless of what the other 99 do. Okay?
The people who put this software together and these computers together, do you think for a moment, I just told you who the four companies are. Do you think they are in this business to promote democracy? Do you think they are in the business they are in to promote representative government? You can think that if you want, but if you look at the companies themselves and the people involved in those companies and who writes the software and who manufactures the machines and then come to the conclusion that they're interested in promoting democracy, you are a fool and you don't deserve anything other than the lash. How many votes have to be stolen? Out of 112 million cast, how much did George Bush win by? 3.5 million? Key votes? Eh?
Well, but Mike, they didn't use that many machines in Ohio.
Okay, screw Ohio! Enough were used. What did the Federal Election Commission early reports say? At least 8 million. And I maintain it's probably more like 25 or 30 million. Were handled on machines. What did Bush win by? 3.5 million? Oh, Mike, you sound like a conspiracy theorist tonight. You're really not making a whole lot of sense, Mike. I turned into your program tonight to get some sustenance. I tuned into your program to find solace and peace and a big, wet, sloppy kiss right here in on my cheek. Yeah, did you? Sorry, Truth Seeker, I don't have any.
Trouble, trouble move from me. I have paid my debt, now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, trouble.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards?
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health?
Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
We're just going to have to stay together, folks. We're going to have to stay together. And not give up. And build and build and build. And it took them, from the 1964 election, it took them really till about 94. So it took them 30 years. We almost did it in a year.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
If you had invested $50 in a mutual fund 20 years ago, you would have gotten back $452. If you had invested $50 in the United Negro College Fund, you would have gotten back Samuel L. Jackson. By giving to the United Negro College Fund, you can make sure high school graduates get their chance to become college graduates. So please support the United Negro College Fund. To donate, call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you've ever thought about incorporating, get ready for some good news and a free offer from Corporate Service Center. If you have a business or are thinking of starting one, now's the time to consider all the advantages that incorporating can provide. There are plenty of reasons, such as reduced taxes, increased privacy, and protection from lawsuits. But there are also plenty of questions. How do you do it? What does it cost? How does it all work? Well, here's the good news. Right now, you can call and get a free consultation to answer all your questions, plus a free guide to choosing the right structure for your business. That's right, free. The booklet will explain in plain English the differences between limited liability companies, limited partnerships, business trusts, and corporations. You'll learn the truth about corporate credit. You'll find out what states are best for your corporation, as well as which to avoid. Call now for your free consultation and booklet. 1-800-638-2320. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0. What are you waiting for? Incorporate now. Call 1-800-NEVADA-0. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
They may have won the election, but if we keep fighting, we'll never lose. This is The Mike, 92.1.
Nine before the hour. You know, all these plans now that I see floating across the internet on various websites. Everything from BuzzFlash to Common Dreams to my site, to the AAR site, you know, wherever, all the different blogs and so on and so forth, all coming up with strategies. You know, well, we have to hold the media responsible. Well, we've got to get the FCC. Well, we have to. Listen, I don't mean to be. Oh, God. Let me put it this way. Like a lot of people, I've been busting my ass for 20 years, ever since the middle 80s, when it became clear what Reagan and Bush 1 were about. When it became clear that Reagan was the front guy for the takeover of the judicial branch of government, the federal judiciary. Nobody paid any attention to that. You know, the federal judges, oh hell, I don't care. Okay, that was affected. That was taken care of. Bush 1 was not that much of an ideologue. He was just kind of a country club Republican. You know, he didn't give a damn. And the right wing was going to work on him. And then Clinton popped up. Uh-oh. And caused an 8-year delay. And all these PNAC people, you know, they had to sit on their asses, some of them worrying about dying. Some of them did die. Will I live long enough to see? Yeah, well, hello? So all these blogs, all this stuff that I see, and well, let's do this. Well, here's the strategy. Well, we got to get out the vote. Listen, folks, let me tell you something, okay? Take it from somebody who's been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And I know to a great degree I'm preaching to a lot of the choir tonight because you folks are not stupid. You're not stupid. You understand this already. Until some, I don't know, how do you do this? I have no idea. Mandate it, work through your General Assembly, get rid of these voting machines until that time. It's over. Nothing you can do. I don't give a damn what your strategy is. It will fail. Because Stalin was right. It's how the votes are counted. Whatever the hell he said. It's not. It's who counts the votes. Don't. Well, of course you get it. I know you get it. But the vast majority of Americans are just sitting around tonight. The ones that saw this happen. You're going, oh God. Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And this is the sad part. Here comes the sad part. I need to say something to so many of our listeners. I know how hard so many of you worked to support your candidate. I did. You did. Whether it was Kerry from the get-go or Dean or Clark, Carol Mosley Brown, Sharpton, my man Kucinich, I know you, I, were out there working our butts off to make a real difference in America. I know how hard everybody worked because you called me and you told me about it. You described your struggles and your hopes. You told us about your efforts to stop the illegal invasions. I just want you to know how much I appreciated your efforts, and I hope you appreciated mine. You kept me invigorated, and I hope I contributed to keeping you invigorated these last 4 years. You never gave up, neither did I, and it was inspiring, and I want to thank you, and I hear you thanking me, but let me tell you something again, Truth Seeker. It's time now for you and me to wake up, okay? Okay? take the blue pill, or was it the red pill? I don't even remember anymore. You see, that's how bad it's gotten. And come out of this trance. Technology, you've always been told, ever since you were a wee little lad or lass, you were told that technology is a two-edged sword. You were told that. I was told that. Technology is wonderful, but there's a downside. And these Christian Reconstruction monsters understand what the dark side is. And the dark side is, no, you don't try to convince the majority of American public to accept fascism. Of course not. You might be able to do it, but hell, most of us will be dead by then. We want to see this happen now. So what you do is jigger the vote count.
Well, how do you do that? You can't. There's a paper trail.
Eliminate the paper trail. Make it so nobody can figure out what the vote totals really were. That the only vote totals will come from the computer programs. Who writes the computer programs? The people who are associated with the Christian Reconstructionist movement. Oh my goodness. Well, who's going to build the machines? Same people. Jesus. Isn't this, I mean, are we, you know, black box voting, Bev Harris, Greg Palast, they've been talking about this for 4 years. And so have we, and so have you. And what are we going to do tonight, Truth Seeker? Are we going to sit back on our butts and go, oh, well, we just have to work harder. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got to work out a strategy to hold the media responsible. Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Well, we have to organize more little old lady brigades and get voters to the polls. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Well, we got to get P. Diddy to get out there and inspire the youth. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sweat as much blood as you want. You know, bust your hump. Go ahead. And in 2006? In 2006? They get the 5 Senate votes they need plus. Don't be a fool. And you actual Bush voters, I got something to say to you, too, when we come back, okay? All right, we have more tonight. Just I hope you didn't come here for any false hope, because you're not going to get it. What you're going to get is a bucket of ice-cold water right in your face, okay? That's what this first hour is. That's what the entire night's going to be about. Kerry did not lose the election. Do you understand that, Truth Seeker? Do you understand that? The election was stolen. Please get that through your head. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
The bullies and thugs that used to be the jocks or whatever you want to call in high school rule the hallways with a bizarre code of ethics, and no one says anything. How is it that these adults in Washington and in the news media are allowing the bullies and thugs to make the rules?
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Madison has a new radio station, The Mic 92.1. Talk radio for the rest of us. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Suchet. The 21-nation APEC summit is staged this weekend in Santiago, Chile. Both President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin have flown in for the event. Our Lucia Newman runs down the issues at hand.
The agenda of the APEC summit itself is not limited to trade issues. High on the agenda, for example, is North Korea and concerns over its nuclear program. The United States is expected to pressure many of the Asian countries to, in turn, pressure North Korea back to the negotiating table. And the Asians themselves are concerned over the U.S. dollar, a weak U.S. dollar, which they believe is hurting their trade, as well as the U.S. deficit.
And the Bush administration trying to rally the global community to remain suspicious of Iran's nuclear intentions.
The White House says this is more proof, at least to the White House, that Iran is rushing ahead, trying to get as close as possible to developing nuclear weapons before the timing of a new deal with Europe kicks in. Iran has agreed to stop producing uranium that could be used for nuclear weapons. Secretary Powell even saying that he thinks now Iran is developing a missile that can be fitted with a nuclear warhead.
That's CNN Radio's John King reporting from Santiago. Well, French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin is welcomed to Mexico City by President Vicente Fox. While there, Raffarin signed health and bank accords and a joint trade mission with Quebec. Lieutenant General Lance Smith of U.S. Central Command says the insurgency in Fallujah is being crushed.
There's some intense fighting still going on in some pockets in Fallujah, and we will continue until those pockets are gone. It looks like these are some of the jihadists. We're not sure whether they're foreign fighters or local.
Smith also announcing today that U.S. soldiers in Iraq about to fly back home to America probably are not going anywhere, some facing an extra 2 months of duty. Well, according to Central Command, terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and Osama bin Laden have been trying to communicate with each other. This is CNN Radio News.
For the first time ever on CD, the legendary releases that launched the Beatles to stardom in America. Meet the Beatles' second album, Something New, and Beatles 65. All 4 of the Beatles' American debut album releases, available now as a collectible CD box set. The Beatles, The Capitol Albums, Volume 1, available now at Target.
The holiday taste of Sam's Club is here. Save time and money by shopping for all of your holiday business and home entertaining needs in one convenient stop. Visit the club this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to sample a variety of delicious food perfect for any occasion. While you're there, you can pick up gifts for your employees, family, and friends. During this busy holiday season, don't miss your chance to shop, sample, and save on all of your business and home entertaining needs at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club this weekend. Sam's Club, we're in business for small business.
Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan warns that swollen trade deficits could eventually threaten the U.S. economy by souring foreign appetites to invest in America. Well, both sides in the human cloning debate claimed victory Friday. The U.N. has shelved competing proposals for a treaty to ban the procedure and agrees to meet again in February to try to find consensus. An angered UN staff union discusses response to Secretary General Kofi Annan's dismissal of allegations against his top investigator. Our Richard Roth reports from the UN.
The United Nations staff union passed a resolution saying that it had no confidence in the UN senior management. The resolution did not specifically name Secretary General Kofi Annan, but staff members are upset at the recent exoneration of two leading UN officials following allegations of favoritism or misconduct. Richard Roth, CNN Radio, United Nations.
This is news from CNN Radio. Today, President Bush signed the bill into law that raises the government's debt limit by $800 billion. Our Joe Johns reports from Washington.
It creates political questions and problems for members of Congress, particularly Republicans who are budget hawks. And they say, of course, this was the responsible thing to do because the government was in the danger of imminent default. On the other hand, Democrats continue to make hay over it. They say it's irresponsible. They use this as an opportunity to slam Republicans and the president for fiscal policies over the last several years.
No good news for stocks today. The Dow Jones slipped 123 points to 10,448. The S&P index finished down 1.11% to 1,170. Jitters over fuel supplies launched oil prices up over $2 to $48.44 a barrel. I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
This is one of those see you later emails.
Bring it.
I'm going to listen one more time. And if I hear you minimize or ridicule those who are working hard to get this election fraud uncovered, then I'm switching to my old jazz station.
Wait. Allow me. Okay, you happy now, Trump?
Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. Basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mike 92.1.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
America has spoken. The campaign has ended. And the United States of America goes forward with confidence and faith.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end. My only friend, the end.
7 past the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. So, you know, once again, the exit polling, sporadic as it was, early in the evening showed what was happening, that people were voting for Kerry. As Randy Rhodes pointed out, as many people have pointed out today, you don't have literally hundreds of thousands of people standing for hours to vote affirmation of the thug that's in office. Now, granted, Karl Rove knew how to activate the base. He used the gay people to do it. 11 states And all 11 passed amendments to their state constitutions. For the first time in the history, as far as I know, of this republic, 11 states have voted in favor of restricting human rights. Think about that for a second and weep. Now, that's only true if you believe the machines, if you believe the vote tallies, which in this particular case, they probably didn't have to tamper with the machines where it concerned. Do you want the queers to be able to marry? You know, they talk about Rove being a genius. No, he's a sick bastard. But he knows what it is inside Americans. He knows what it is because he is so evil and so vile. But again, if you tuned in the program tonight for comfort or solace, it's not here. It's not here at all. And you actual Bush voters, what are you going to do when you feel like complaining? Huh? Are you thrilled? You've got what you wanted. Republican, religio-fascist, total control of all branches of government and your lives. You feel better now? You feel more secure? All snuggled into the bosom of this sick, perverted Christ that they have invented for you? Not the real Jesus, this perverted one that they conjured up for you? We're one step closer to religious fascism in this country. So what are you going to do? Are you going to make America hear your complaints over the next 4 years when you're paying, oh, I don't know, let's pick some weird stuff here, $5 a gallon at the pumps? Just smile and fork it over, okay? It's about time you join the rest of the world. If you're raped or you're a victim of incest, all you women who carried the big W's for women signs, and you can't get an abortion, too bad. Give birth to the creature that's inside of you. Just give birth to it. If your son or daughter is sent to fight and die in Iraq or Iran or North Korea or Syria or France or some Tajikistan or some country that you and I, whose name you and I can't even pronounce, if your son or daughter is sent to fight or die, or your husband, your wife, whatever, suck it up, sucker! You're dying for God and oil and to kill the Muslims. Suck it up. If you need an organ transplant and your insurance doesn't cover it, too bad. Die. Lay down, fill out your will, say goodbye to your children, and die. You got some disease that might be cured by government-funded embryonic stem cell research? Tough. Live with it and die with it. Your children going to school, they are going to learn that God created the earth in 7 days, 5,912 years ago. Do you understand? And if you're out of work because your company finally moved all its jobs overseas, get a cardboard box and a blanket, and welcome to your new home. Oh, and regarding stem cell research, if you get in a car accident, get paralyzed, your mama gets Alzheimer's, too bad. And if you retire one day and there's no Social Security money for you because of Bush's little savings plans, and all the money that should be in Social Security has gone into the pockets of the brokers and the stock market thugs and liars and cheats and sneaks and gamblers, too bad. Now, that's for the people who actually voted for Bush. I mean the ones who actually punched their touchscreen voting or punched their little punch-out card or whatever for Bush. Damn you. But that's just my opinion. So voters in 11 states vote overwhelmingly to slap constitutional bans on gay marriage. Huh? A policy analyst with the National Conference of State Legislatures, which is monitoring state ballot initiatives across the country, said they've passed These anti-gay things across the board by wide margins. Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Utah. These amendments generally passed with a 3-to-1 majority, except in Oregon, where early returns showed it had succeeded by about 55%. Oregon, the only state. The rest of them, huge margins. What does that say to you? Now, the supporters of this kind of denial of human rights, basic human rights, legal protection to be with the person you care for and love, and perhaps want to have children with, screw you! You are a second-class citizen, third-class. And it's now ensconced in 11 state constitutions. Do you understand what this means? Do you understand what this means? We are now legislating discrimination, and that's just the beginning. It was the queers this election cycle. Who's it going to be the next election cycle? And remember what Pastor Niemöller said about they came for the trade unionists and I didn't say anything. And they came for the communists and I didn't say anything. You know how that goes. So they got the queers this time. Who's next? The Jews? The Catholics? Who's next? The cripples? The old people who are sucking up the nation's resources with the last 6 miserable months of their lives? Who's next? Supporters of these bans on gay marriage were overjoyed. We won! We won! Yay! We won! We won! Christ wins! God wins! Oh! The queers are not going to destroy marriage! No! Matt Daniels, president of the Alliance for Marriage, one of the right-wing thuggish groups, said, it's a democratic tidal wave for marriage. Oh, my God. Uncle Dick at the Ronald Reagan building giving his acceptance speech on the message of hope that he and the dumbass have brought to America. Well, I'm not supposed to say that. That he and George Bush have brought to America. Hope for what? A nuclear attack? Mushroom clouds? Hordes of unwashed, salivating terrorists ready to kill us all?
This campaign has been a tremendously uplifting experience.
Yeah!
We've carried the president's message of hope and optimism across the continent.
Yeah!
Even to the Aloha State.
Even to the Aloha State. Yes! Hope and optimism. Yeah! A vote for George Kerry is a vote for Megadeth. Hope and optimism. There you have it, Truth Seeker. Now, you heard Bunny Pants in our opening music mention faith, saying, the campaign has ended in the United States of America goes forward with confidence and faith. Here he makes a second of at least 5 references to faith and prayer. Kind of gives you an idea of what's on his agenda for the next however many years, right?
I want to thank the thousands of our supporters across our country.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for your hugs on the rope lines. I want to thank you for your prayers on the rope lines.
Oh,
I want to thank you for your kind words on the rope lines.
Yeah. What's the word today? Rope lines, moron? Ready for some more God talk? Better get used to it. Wait till we get some new Supreme Court justices. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah!
There's an old saying, do not pray for tasks equal to your powers.
Yeah?
Pray for powers equal to your tasks.
Thank you, Jesus.
In 4 historic years, America has been given great tasks and faced them with strength and courage.
Because Jesus loves us! Yeah! And I saw a great big old SUV today coming into work, and it said on the back around the license plate, warning! This car will not have a driver if the rapture comes.
Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, there's a shadow hanging over me. I'm not half the man I used to be.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only 2 options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With almost $4 billion thrown at federal political campaigns this cycle, it's clear that campaign finance reform was a joke. Those of us who want to break the corrosive links between politicians and their big bucks backers need a new strategy. Stopping dirty money from flowing into politics may be impossible, but there is a clean money way to ensure that no strings attached candidates can effectively compete. How? By adopting full public financing like the systems in use in Arizona and Maine. In this system, all candidates who raise a specified number of small contributions and agree to a spending cap are given full public financing. This prevents candidates from owing favors to big donors and ensures that politicians spend their time listening to citizens, not groveling for cash. And it diversifies the field. Latino and Native American candidates tripled after Arizona began public financing. In light of the billions the special interest fueled Congress is costing us, public financing is dirt cheap. It's the best investment we can make. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
And our unfiltered talking point of the day is this. For an administration elected on the bare backs of homophobes, there sure is a lot of talk about, ready for the joke of the day? Mandate.
Yeah, mandate my ass.
Exactly. Bupkis, horse hockey. I like Liz Winstead saying mandate my ass.
Mandate my ass.
See?
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I bought my engagement ring for my fiancée, Tina, at Chalmers Jewelers. The customer service was just awesome there.
Well, we had looked at many other places, and when we walked into Chalmers, they had a great selection. And then right away, their customer service, I mean, the people there were so helpful. This guy came out and met us. It was wonderful. And we walked out of there that day, and Bill goes, that's where I want you to get your engagement ring, Tina. The minute you walked through the door, you felt like you were family.
We went to a small restaurant, and I asked Tina if she would marry me. And she said yes.
It's an oval center stone with baguettes on each side of it and princess cuts going down the band of it. And then on each side there's horseshoe round diamonds. And Bill said that he got me that because horseshoe means good luck for a long and healthy marriage together.
When you want to show just how you feel, Chalmers Jewelers in Middleton.
This is why it means more if it's from Chalmers Jewelers.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher, Mrs. Ridge.
Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one, the last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
I'm Lynn Bozoff. My son Evan died from a strain of bacterial meningitis, an infection for which many college students are at increased risk. His death could have been prevented with a vaccine that many campuses offer.
Get more information, visit the website MUSA.org or call 1-866-321-4MFA.
Brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
The Sony Network Walkman Player. 20 gig hard drive, G-Sensor shock protection, and an unheard of 30-hour battery life. Sony, like no other.
Musical headliners, the party machine, and progressive views? You won't find that anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D, and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on The Mic.
Past the hour. Now, back to the acceptance speech by Bush today, and I have to say, in watching the little bit of it live as I did, if you think he was a strutting little pissant and arrogant, oh, I'm not supposed to say that. If you think he was a strutting little tyrant with an arrogant smirk on his face over the past 4 years, did you see him today? Because now he has his mandate. Now, here he is, echoing Cheney as always. Bush talks about the season of, excuse me, hope that we're now entering. But I love how he mentions the importance of public school reform and upholding faith in the same breath. Here it comes.
We are entering a season of hope. We will continue our economic progress. We'll reform our outdated tax code.
Yeah.
We'll strengthen the Social Security for the next generation.
For sure.
We'll make public schools all they can be.
Absolutely.
And we will uphold our deepest values of family and faith.
Yes, we will. And we will execute your ass if you don't go along with it. You think the Muslims are hard when they cut people's heads off? We cut your head off as the last thing that's removed, not the first. That's what separates us crusaders from these sick bastard Muslims. We take your head off last. Now here he again tries to convince the public that he'll reach across this divided nation and be a uniter. Well, wait, haven't we heard that before? And work with Kerry supporters for the good of all Americans, not just the corporate cronies who back him. How does that saying go again? Fool me once, shame on,
To make this nation stronger and better.
Yeah.
I will need your support.
Quack, quack.
And I will work to earn it.
Quack, quack.
I will do all I can do to deserve your trust. A new term is a new opportunity to reach out to the whole nation.
Yeah, well, you know, a diphthong, we're still waiting for you to do that after 4 years when you lost to Gore. And your daddy's five friends on the Supreme Court handed you the election that you didn't win, and then you immediately took this country into religious fascism. To hell with you, Bush. To hell with you. Do you really think he's going to try to reach out to Democrats? Come on! Come on! Let me see a show of hands. Hey, how about you people in Utah? How about Long Island? Hey, down in Miami? Hey, listen, you folks out in Portland. Let me see a show of hands. All together now, how many people think he's going to reach out to Democrats? Any? Go ahead, now. Oh, okay. John Kerry, his concession speech in Boston. Kerry's promise to help bridge this terrible divide in our country. But what can he actually do now that the Christian fascists have their trifecta? The White House, both houses of Congress, and the Supreme Court. Actually, it's four square. They also have the media. Superman couldn't carry off that kind of task.
In the days ahead, we must find common cause.
There isn't any, Senator!
We must join in common effort.
No, there doesn't exist!
Without remorse or recrimination, without anger or rancor.
You're out of your mind!
America is in need of unity and longing for a larger measure of compassion.
From Bush?
I hope President Bush will advance those values in the coming years.
Please!
I pledge to do my part. To try to bridge the partisan divide.
Give it up!
I know this is a difficult time for my supporters, but I ask them, all of you, to join me in doing that.
I'll pass, Senator! I will pass! You got two votes out of my family, but let me tell you something, dude. I pass! You want me to pledge my part to bridge the partisan divide? Jesus H. Christ, Senator, are you insane? Where do you live, John? Where? Bridge the partisan divide? How are we going to do that, John? You know what you can do for me, Senator? Get back into the Senate and do everything you can to get rid of these demonic touchscreen voting machines. Okay, Senator, that's why you are not the president-elect. Don't you understand that? Did you have to have your Gore moment? Did you have to come out there and say what you said today, Senator? Did you really? Did it have to be like that? Couldn't you have stood up there and grabbed your crotch and thrust your chin out and said, "They did it again! They did it again! And they'll continue to do it, America, until these abominations called voting machines are gotten rid of." Couldn't you have done that? No. Talk about bridging the gap. Roll over one more time, Senator. And it's not just you. You know, I'd vote for you again tomorrow. I really would. If Dennis Kucinich wasn't running. Or Howard Dean wasn't running. But, Senator, doesn't there ever come a time when you politicians bring your heads out of your rectums and realize what happened? Does it ever turn out that way? This is Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you on, some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With ScorePower from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Bayer Advance presents The Randy Road Show. There's no one else like her.
New voter registration and all these people standing in line for 10 hours and 6 hours and in the rain and in the cold to vote for the status quo. You didn't do that. I know you didn't do it. I didn't do it either. And what's really sick is the votes will never be traceable. It was like undetectable. It reminded me of Goodfellas when they talked about the Lufthansa heist, you know?
The Randy Road Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
It's going to be another classic Big Ten weekend at the UW Fieldhouse for the Wisconsin volleyball team. On Friday, November 19th, the Badgers take on Michigan at 7 p.m. Fans will receive a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. Wisconsin then faces Michigan State on Saturday, November 20th, which has now been moved to 7:30 p.m. Fans will receive limited edition player trading cards courtesy of the Best Western Intowner and Settle Strauss while supplies last. For more information or to order your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence, And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Take a deep breath, if you dare. Eric Tracy for Fresh Air. Do you remember when taking a deep breath wasn't a health risk? Well, Fresh Air offers a comprehensive line of air purifiers for your home, your vehicles, your hotel room, your office, your factory, and now even a personal air purifier that goes with you wherever you go. The Fresh Air Buddy could change your life. Now, are you an allergy sufferer, susceptible to every bacteria or virus that comes down the pike? Are you sensitive to perfumes or other odors? Then make a phone call and learn about the Fresh Air Buddy. The Fresh Air Buddy around your neck generates intensely charged particles, creating an almost contaminant-free breathing zone. Just try the Fresh Air Buddy for 1 hour and you'll be amazed that you no longer notice dust, smoke, toxins, allergens, or any offending particle or odor. Will the Fresh Air Buddy help you? You can decide risk-free. Here's the number to call.
Call 877-FRESH-38 now for your risk-free trial of Fresh Air. That's 877-FRESH-38. It's that easy. 877-FRESH-38. And breathe fresh air.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mic 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Twenty-six before the hour. Please don't misunderstand what I am saying tonight. I am not slamming the senator from Massachusetts. I'm not slamming John Kerry. I think John Kerry did the best he and John Edwards could do. They fought the good fight. They busted their ass. They went up against incredible odds. And I honestly believe that they should have known that. With these touchscreen voting machines and with the companies that have put them together, the companies that developed them, the hardware and the software, that John Edwards or John Kerry should have known that, I mean, this is not new stuff. Bev Harris and Greg Palast have been talking about this, Jesus God, for 4 years. Has the media picked up on it? Little tiny bits and pieces. But the media has no interest in this. Television has no interest in this. And the people who develop the software and the hardware, I asked this last hour, do you honestly believe that these Christian reconstructionists, these dominionists, that they're interested in representative government, for God's sake, get with it, truth seeker? These are Old Testament Leviticus people, and I mean, they death to the queers people. Okay, you've got to understand that, not to do anything about it because there may not be anything to do, but just to stop with this nonsensical. Oh, if we just would have had more of the youth vote. Oh, if we just would have had another 10 people at this precinct or that precinct. What I'm trying to tell you is stop kicking yourselves. You didn't do anything wrong. You did everything right. And so did I. And so did Kerry. And it doesn't matter. Until we get rid of the machines. This is not brain surgery. Do your research, find out who built them, who designed them, the hardware and the software, and if you can't figure it out, then, I don't know, drop out. Stay stoned. Whatever the hell. But it's right there. It's right there in front of us. what has happened and what will continue to happen. Now, I will give you a prediction 2 years down the road, because I might not be here. You might not be here. But remember this. If it's not fixed, 2 years from now, the Republicans gain a supermajority in the United States Senate. Okay? There is the only prediction you need to know. And as surely as sunrise follows sunset, that is what will happen. They grabbed four of them this time. Why didn't they get the other five, Mike? Because it's too obvious, and they have time on their side, and they already control everything. But they're going to control it for the foreseeable future and beyond. Do you understand this? Do you understand what has happened here? Do you understand how bleak things are? Stop kicking yourself, but stop sitting around with this typical Democratic pansy-ass kumbaya stuff. We had our asses handed to us, okay? Once again, now, what are we going to do about it? You can go organize all you want. But let me tell you something, truth seeker. Don't waste your time. Don't hold any more coffees. Don't hold any more meetups. Don't do any more contributions. Get rid of the machines! Otherwise, it's all for nothing. Am I coming through? Are you getting it? That's the only goal. It's not working for Hillary. It's not working for this one or that one. It's not reconsidering your affiliation with Ralph Nader. It's getting rid of the machines. Do you understand? Do you? Uncle Mike is really bitching at you tonight, isn't he, huh? He's really coming down on you tonight, isn't he, huh? On the one hand, I'm saying, look, none of us did anything wrong. Don't you understand that? You didn't, I didn't, Kerry didn't, Air America didn't, all of us normal thinking people, we did it right. And we had it smashed into our faces again. We won this one, we won the last one. And it happened again. And it's going to continue to happen. Please understand that. Please don't go off half-cocked and think, oh, well, I didn't organize my church members well enough. Oh, well, I didn't speak out at the Union Hall. Oh, gosh, I should have gone to that commission meeting. It means nothing until the machines are gone. Kerry, at his concession speech in Boston. Now, compare Kerry to Bush when you hear this. Kerry is eloquent. As he thanks his supporters, he speaks with genuine emotion. What a great president he would have been. Think how we could have regained the esteem of the rest of the world. Imagine what the rest of the world thinks of us now.
I want to especially say to the American people, in this journey, you have given me the honor and the gift of listening and learning from you. I have visited your homes, I've visited your churches, I've visited your community halls, I've heard your stories, I know your struggles, I know your hopes. They are part of me now. And I will never forget you, and I'll never stop fighting for you.
Senator, I'd like to kiss you, I'd like to hug you. Oh, Jesus! I love you, Senator Kerry. If I had a stepladder and was anywhere near you, I'd climb up on the ladder and wrap my arms around your neck and hug you and thank you. I agree. Yeah, you went to our churches. Yeah, you went to our community halls. Yes, you know our struggles. But, Senator, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. In the election, it means nothing. Until we get rid of the machines, Senator Kerry. You've got 4 years left in the Senate. Please. Never mind. I love you, Senator Kerry, because you did have the courage to get out there and go up against the power. You did. On his wish that he could have brought the race home for his supporters, again, listen to his sincerity. Have you ever heard Smirky McCheater sound sincere about anything other than bombing and killing and maiming and destroying and bombing and killing? Huh?
I think of the brigades of students and people, young and old, who took time to travel, time off from work, their own vacation time, to work in states far and wide. They braved the hot days of summer and the cold days of the fall and the winter to knock on doors because they were determined to open the doors of opportunity to all Americans. They worked their hearts out, and I wish you know how much that I could have brought this race home for you, for them.
Bless you, Senator. Your sincerity is not in question here. Your determination, your dedication, it's not in question, Senator Kerry. It's not in question. You're a man. You're more of a man in your left foot than the entire Bush cabinet is in their entire bodies. This is not, I am not here to attack John Kerry. He did it right. He did it right according to his persona, his psychological makeup, his campaign decisions. He did it right. And the voters did it right. And you did it right. And I did it right. And Air America did it right. We all did it right. And guess what? It doesn't matter until we get rid of the machines. Until we throw the Christian Reconstructionists out of the vote counting business. Do you understand me, Truth Seeker? And finally, Kerry's message of hope. Real hope. Genuine faith. Not some phony Newspeak, Cheney, and Bush crap. When they say the word hope, they're talking about fear. When they say faith, they really mean totalitarianism.
Don't lose faith. What you did made a difference. And building on itself. Building on itself, we go on to make a difference another day. I promise you, that time will come. The time will come, the election will come, when your work and your ballots will change the world. And it's worth fighting for.
And Senator, what you just said is the absolute truth. The time will come, the election will come, when your work and your ballots will change the world, and it's worth fighting for. Senator, we turn to you. Lead the fight. Get rid of the machines. Get rid of them, Senator Kerry.
Just me, or is there very little journalism going on in the news business these days? Have you seen a presidential press conference lately? It's more tightly scripted than a Law and Order episode. At Bush's press conferences, it's like reporters are eagerly reading from a script by Karl Rove. The guy at the Jiffy Lube customer service desk gets smacked with harder-hitting questions. I think these so-called journalists should join a weekend athletic league. That way they can throw softballs on their own time. Not when they're supposed to be working.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once, They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
We are coming to you courtesy of 92.1 The Mic today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on the mic.
It's really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The mic.
Thank you!
92.1.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with the TLC Laser Eye Center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control. That's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes. And in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
Holding politicians' feet to the fire through the next 4 years. Your daily progressive resource. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic.
Past the hour, Now back to the acceptance speech by Bush today, and I have to say, in watching the little bit of it live as I did, if you think he was a strutting little pissant and arrogant, well, I'm not supposed to say that. If you think he was a strutting little tyrant with an arrogant smirk on his face over the past 4 years, did you see him today? Because now he has his mandate. Now here he is, echoing Cheney as always. Bush talks about the season of, excuse me, hope that we're now entering. But I love how he mentions the importance of public school reform and upholding faith in the same breath. Here it comes.
We are entering a season of hope. We will continue our economic progress. We'll reform our outdated tax code.
Yeah.
We'll strengthen the Social Security for the next generation.
For sure.
We'll make public schools all they can be.
Absolutely.
And we will uphold our deepest values of family and faith.
Yes, we will. And we will execute your ass if you don't go along with it. You think the Muslims are hard when they cut people's heads off? We cut your head off as the last thing that's removed, not the first. That's what separates us crusaders from these sick bastard Muslims. We take your head off last. Now here he again tries to convince the public that he'll reach across this divided nation and be a uniter. Well, wait, haven't we heard that before? And work with Kerry supporters for the good of all Americans, not just the corporate cronies who back him. How does that saying go again? Fool me once, shame on,
To make this nation stronger and better.
Yeah.
I will need your support.
Quack, quack.
And I will work to earn it.
Quack, quack.
I will do all I can do to deserve your trust. A new term is a new opportunity to reach out to the whole nation.
Yeah, well, you know, a diphthong, we're still waiting for you to do that after 4 years when you lost to Gore. And your daddy's five friends on the Supreme Court handed you the election that you didn't win, and then you immediately took this country into religious fascism. To hell with you, Bush. To hell with you. Do you really think he's going to try to reach out to Democrats? Come on! Come on! Let me see a show of hands. Hey, how about you people in Utah? How about Long Island? Hey, down in Miami? Hey, listen, you folks out in Portland. Let me see a show of hands. All together now, how many people think he's going to reach out to Democrats? Any? Go ahead, now. Oh, okay. John Kerry, his concession speech in Boston. Kerry's promise to help bridge this terrible divide in our country. But what can he actually do now that the Christian fascists have their trifecta? The White House, both houses of Congress, and the Supreme Court. Actually, it's four square. They also have the media. Superman couldn't carry off that kind of task.
In the days ahead, we must find common cause.
There isn't any, Senator!
We must join in common effort.
No, there doesn't exist!
Without remorse or recrimination, without anger or rancor.
You're out of your mind!
America is in need of unity and longing for a larger measure of compassion.
From Bush?
I hope President Bush will advance those values in the coming years.
Please!
I pledge to do my part. To try to bridge the partisan divide.
Give it up!
I know this is a difficult time for my supporters, but I ask them, all of you, to join me in doing that.
I'll pass, Senator! I will pass! You got two votes out of my family, but let me tell you something, dude. I pass! You want me to pledge my part to bridge the partisan divide? Jesus H. Christ, Senator, are you insane? Where do you live, John? Where? Bridge the partisan divide? How are we going to do that, John? You know what you can do for me, Senator? Get back into the Senate and do everything you can to get rid of these demonic touchscreen voting machines. Okay, Senator, that's why you are not the president-elect. Don't you understand that? Did you have to have your Gore moment? Did you have to come out there and say what you said today, Senator? Did you really? Did it have to be like that? Couldn't you have stood up there and grabbed your crotch and thrust your chin out and said, "They did it again! They did it again! And they'll continue to do it, America, until these abominations called voting machines are gotten rid of." Couldn't you have done that? No. Talk about bridging the gap. Roll over one more time, Senator. And it's not just you. You know, I'd vote for you again tomorrow. I really would. If Dennis Kucinich wasn't running. Or Howard Dean wasn't running. But, Senator, doesn't there ever come a time when you politicians bring your heads out of your rectums and realize what happened? Does it ever turn out that way? This is Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I'm here and I'm talking to you every day, and we're taking calls and we're looking at what's going on. And then, you know, you go out, you know, I ask who you're voting for, and they're like, "Nah, I don't care." And then I'm walking around like yesterday, and I'm like, why do all these people look like, you know, this isn't a very important day? Because apparently about 48% of them, they didn't give a crap. It wasn't an important day to them. It just was another day.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
Get behind the mic. Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. Protesters greeting participants to this weekend's Asia-Pacific summit in Santiago, Chile. Some demonstrators clashed with police who used tear gas and water cannons to bring the crowds under control. CNN Radio's John King reports the biggest issue on the president's agenda is North Korea.
The president wants to restart those nuclear talks. All the leaders now know he will be here for 4 more years. Many of, though, even his friends, want President Bush to give something up, offer economic incentives to North Korea in exchange for it giving up its nuclear program. The White House position has consistently been no, North Korea must go first. So it'll be interesting to see if there is pressure on Mr. Bush to change his position or if he takes his reelection as a mandate to say, "I'm right."
Economic cooperation and security issues are also on the docket. A U.S. military official thinks wanted terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has been trying to get in contact with al-Qaeda kingpin Osama bin Laden. Lieutenant General Lance Smith also believes Zarqawi is still in Iraq. He adds troops are still combing the city of Fallujah.
We went through the city house by house. We are now going back and relooking at some of the areas we've been to make sure that we're capturing all the information that's available out there.
Smith says several thousand American troops could be spending an extra 60 days in Iraq. Sources tell CNN their questions about the reliability of a source Secretary of State Colin Powell cited regarding Iran. Powell says he's seen information suggesting Iran's been working on delivery systems for nuclear weapons. Friday's basketball game in Auburn Hills, Michigan between the Detroit Pistons and Indiana Pacers turned into a basket brawl. Shoving between the teams spilled into the stands with players and fans throwing punches. The incident left quite an impression on Pistons coach Larry Brown.
That was the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life as a coach or a player.
The game was called with less than a minute to go. Indiana 97, Detroit 82. This is CNN Radio News.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. For a free sample of the Tempur Sleep material, call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
A guilty plea Friday from a Georgia crematory operator who dumped more than 300 bodies entrusted to him. Ray Brent Marsh says he can't explain why he disposed of the bodies. Family member Lita Shropshire says she can't accept Marsh's apology.
He can't apologize to me for what he did to my mother. So that's why I turned my back on him when he started apologizing.
Under the agreement, Marsh can serve no more than 12 years behind bars. He's set to be sentenced in January. Yasser Arafat's widow travels to Paris to pick up her late husband's medical records. No word on whether Suha Arafat will make that information public. Doctors have refused to dole out the records to anyone but family members. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is resting comfortably following surgery Friday in Washington. Rice, who's also been nominated to be the next Secretary of State, underwent a successful uterine fibroid embolization at Georgetown University Hospital. The procedure took an hour and a half to complete. This is news from CNN Radio. LAPD Chief William Bratton says DNA samples analyzed by a Maryland firm that had fired an employee for allegedly falsifying data aren't yet contaminated. CNN Radio's Jim Roop has that story.
The LAPD, as well as the FBI, contract with Orchid Cellmark. Chief Bratton says the 27 DNA samples the LAPD receives back after analysis check out fine, which means no convictions are in jeopardy.
Naturally concerned any time in evidence gathering and examination that all the protocols are performed.
The chief says in this case the company catches an employee not following protocol, so the good news is the system works. The bad news, there's still a human factor that makes this or any system vulnerable. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
His was the pen behind standards like The Best Is Yet to Come and the Frank Sinatra classic Witchcraft. Songwriter Cy Coleman has died of heart failure at 75. He passed away after attending a party for a Broadway premiere. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison, you're on the mic with Madison's Progressive Voicemail. That's right. Madison's Progressive Talk now presents Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. Leave the mic a voicemail and let us know what you like or what you love about the mic. But that's not all. Call 663-7291 now and you can tell your neighbors, I'm on the mic.
Offer void in red states.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1. Visit themic921.com for details.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, my name is Patrick Fugit. America is known as the land of the free. Racism is a contradiction of the very symbol America stands for. Take your part in the united responsibility to uphold America's freedoms for all people.
Hi, I'm Tim Allen. A more perfect union involves all of us, all races, all religions. Stop hate crimes. Racism is un-American.
Fight the hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themic921.com.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
America has spoken. The campaign has ended. And the United States of America goes forward with confidence and faith.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end.
7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. No Okay. Just keep one thing in mind. The Republicans now hold 55 seats in the United States Senate. Five more. And the last little crack in the door closes. Because all it takes to close off, close off filibustering, which is all the Democrats have left in order to stop judicial nominees and so on and so forth, all it takes is 60 votes. And I will guarantee you that with 55 Republicans, they will find five Democrats who are traitorous pissants, just like Joe Miller was. So, but it's going to happen now. Rehnquist has got one foot in the grave, the other on a very slippery banana peel. He's just about dead. So, new Supreme Court Chief Justice, look for Scalia. One by one, they're going to be retiring. I think there are four of them who are going to bail out, and Bush will get to appoint them all. Think about that. Now, it won't be Bush's selection, but he will be the one that makes the nomination. It will go to the Senate. I don't know how Bush's group is figured out to get all these confirmations past the 45 remaining Democratic senators, but I'm sure they have a plan. So, you know, I'm going to make the plea one more time. Let us not dignify the theft of the second presidential election in this country in 4 years. Let's not dignify it by saying we have to work harder. Let's not dignify that theft and the destruction of representative government in this country by saying, well, you know, it should have been Dennis Kucinich. No, it should have been Howard Dean. Well, I told you John Kerry wasn't doing it right. Well, no, it should have been Hillary Clinton. You know, let's just stop the nonsense. Please, can we do that? And let's work on the one factor that has to be worked on or it's over, and that is the voting machines. Now, the information is out there. Go to blackboxvoting.org, Kathy? .com, .org? I don't know. You'll figure it out. Go to gregpalast.com. Go to any of these websites. Go to the Christian Reconstruction Movement. There are all sorts of resources where you can get the information yourself. For Christ's sake, don't listen to me other than to trigger you to do your own work. Okay? Just like somebody had to clue me into this stuff 11 years ago. One last thing, and then we're going to get to the phones. Tom Daschle is gone. No big loss there. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. Tom Daschle, I'm sure he's a good man. I hope he enjoys his retirement. But he was part of the problem, not the solution. Last time that happened, when a Senate leader, minority or majority, was unseated, was in 1952. The Senate majority leader then was Ernest McFarland. Guess who turned him out of office? Barry Goldwater. An Associated Press exit poll showed that South Dakota voters, who allegedly got rid of Tom Daschle, were concerned with moral values and terrorism. Moral values. The butchery of 100,000 Iraqis is off the radar scope. That's not considered immoral. Not in the least. That's just business as usual. In the South here, Johnny Isaacson's easy victory in Georgia was expected. But over in South Carolina, North Carolina, this Richard Burr, who beat Erskine Bowles, the one-time chief of staff to Bill Clinton, by more than 5%. I wonder what sort of voting apparatus they use there. Richard Burr is the one, it's DeMint, Jim DeMint in South Carolina. He's the one that said unwed mothers and homosexuals shouldn't be school teachers. And the next step, of course, is to kill them. This is the Christian Reconstruction Movement. You have to believe me on this. I've been following. This is the reason I carry a gun. This was the reason that the Atlanta Police Department terrorism unit, back when that didn't mean global terrorism, it meant domestic terrorism, when they talked with me in 1992 and said, we have examined the threats you're getting from Cobb County, Georgia, from the Christian Reconstruction Movement. We can't tell you what to do, but you might want to get a permit to carry a weapon. Come out to the police range. We'll show you how to use it and carry it. So the Christian Reconstruction Movement and Mr. Rush Dooney and the rest of these monsters, it's not new to me, folks. I've been dealing with these rat bastards for 12 years. All right. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. And I mention it because they are the ones. I know I'm repeating myself, but for people who are just joining, they're the ones who put the machines out there and wrote the software. And again, I ask you one simple question. Do you think the Christian Reconstructionist movement is concerned about democracy? Okay. Bruce is calling from Austin, Texas. Bruce, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. Hey. It's blackboxvoting.com.
.com, thank you.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I've got to meet Bev Harris and I've got to meet Greg Palliston. I completely agree with you. My wife and I, we basically put it like this. The exit voting was probably, or the exit polling was probably accurate. The e-voting machines were rigged. The fix was in. And everything you were saying about change, you know, changing, getting rid of the Bush crime family and the Republican, the other machine we have to get rid of, the Republican machine, conservative machine, is, you know, stipulated upon, you know, it's based upon having an honest voting system, which we don't have now, which
That's
we can't
correct.
Assume we have. We have faith-based voting machine.
That's right.
And not reality-based. And now, your call screeners let me through when I said I'm a little bit more optimistic than most, but it's not on this, you know, the blithering idiocy of happy gas. We can make it all better if we just stick together.
Right, right.
I'm not with that.
Right.
But I am optimistic because I think there is a way to get rid of these machines, and with all due courtesy to your previous caller, I think we need something a little bit more on point. And one of the things I think we can do is we can exploit the paranoia of the right and their fear of big government and, you know, and their overconfidence in the fact they actually think they have a majority. So, you know, we can say, well, you got a majority. We can get rid of these machines. We can do this, okay? You know, we need to have a certified legal paper ballot spit out by these things so that the one world government doesn't take away your right to vote. You know, something along those lines. And, you know, what have you got to fear? You got a majority. You're gonna win anyway. So why don't we just do that? I think that actually the electronic voting machines combined with a not a paper trail, not a receipt, not an auditable piece of paper, but a certified legal ballot that goes into a ballot box. Then you can have the, you know, if somebody stuffs the boxes, you can compare the e-voting tallies. If somebody goes in and changes the D's and R's inside of the e-voting tallies, then you have the box of ballots to go back and count.
And let me interrupt. You may know this. Diebold also makes an awful lot of the ATM machines that are used around the country. And you can't use an ATM machine without getting a very simple, quick receipt that shows you whatever you want to see. What's your balance? How much did you transfer? What did you just withdraw? So this nonsense that there can't be receipts is a filthy lie. Ben Birch, the guy who runs WhiteRoseSociety.org, where they archive my program and other programs, Ben Birch could figure out a program, 30 minutes, that will spit out a verifiable receipt showing the voter what he or she just voted for, that he or she can then put in their pocket and keep with them. And then if somebody wants to say, well, we have 12,943 votes here, and somebody says, no, we don't, well, then provide the receipts and let's find out. It is so simple.
I agree with you now, but if you know, like I said, I met Bev Harris, and she came to Austin back during the summer, and she was talking about this, and she's saying, you want that thing to produce a ballot, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to be able to do a parity check between the machines and between the physical ballot.
That's right, that's
right.
You
want them reinforcing each other to improve the integrity of the system.
Yeah, Bruce, I got to leave it there. I got to leave it there, pal. We're out of time. Thanks.
All right, I'll be back, man.
I get the gist of what you're saying. It makes sense. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. You're a nation of
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You should stop looking at the electoral map. It's not just primary colors, folks. That is not the way America looks. If you look at the electoral map and start talking about red and blue states, if you live in a blue state, you might as well devolve and crawl back into the ocean and hope that you meet up with some other Democrats, liberals, and progressives in Atlantis where we can build our, you know, Xanadu.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Worried about 4 more years of government secrecy and attacks on your rights? Go to www.readmojo.com and subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine, your antidote to government corruption. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10 a year, 70% off the newsstand price. This month, read our investigation into the Justice Department's continued assault on civil liberties. Pick up Mother Jones, your source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism, by going to readmojo.com today.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
I can't see! Are they biting me?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow! For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The lying liars have misled America into four more years. That's the problem. The solution is right here on the Mike 92.1.
Yeah, of course. I knew it, and you knew it, and I just too worked up. It's blackboxvoting.org. And I think the caller knew it, too. It's just, you know, it's just been one of those days, right? Right? Diana is calling from L.A. Diana, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Welcome. I'm happy to do it. The year before last, I discovered all the stuff you're saying about Diebold, and I've been freaking ever since. But I started telling people in January last year, and nobody believed me, so I just went on. I'm very, very angry today, and I came up with two plans of action, and I offer these to whoever wants to participate.
Okay.
I suggest that the people who didn't get heard today, that we stop giving the people, the thugs in the White House, any money. I think that we shouldn't pay a single cent in taxes. I think they can't put 55 million or 65 million people in prison. So I think we shouldn't pay any taxes anymore. That's number one.
Okay.
And number two is, I think, like people went to the Deep South to try to get rights for people in the South, I think we should have a massive campaign to get people down to the South to start teaching little children civics in the South.
But now wait a second. You know, I don't live on a different planet. You know, why the South? The South is, first of all, you come down here and try to teach civics that isn't faith-based in creationism, they will rip your head off and urinate in your neck. Do you understand? You don't have a chance coming down here and teaching them civics. And besides, maybe you need to go to, take a look at that map again. Take a look at the red states. Yeah, the Confederate South is in the red state column. But what the hell? So is everything from the upper Midwest all the way to Texas.
Mea culpa. I shouldn't have said the Deep South. I meant to say the rest of the country, the middle of the country.
I don't necessarily think it takes teaching civics. Yeah, our whole education system sucks, thanks to the right wingers. But what it takes is, listen to me very closely, get rid of the voting machines.
Okay, now your philosophy or your point of action is that. But I want to tell you, I'm a lot more cynical than that, and I'm thinking. When I discovered this stuff about Diebold and there wasn't going to be any paper trail and how easy it was to screw the software, I was thinking, listening to you all, of all your thoughts about this. See, I don't think that I'm asking this as a question of you. I think that's what they chose to do to screw the election. But in my view, in the 4 years I've been watching these thugs inch by inch, see, they're following Hitler's playbook. And, you know, first Hitler got judges. What he did was abetted by judges.
Okay,
got,
Diana, everybody listening to this program understands that. Don't run it down because
okay,
I love you. I love your call, but then you start getting boring and you start turning off
the
audience.
So okay. What I'm thinking is that they picked that tactic, and if we get rid of the let's say we get rid of the machines. See, I think that they are on such a committed path that they will do something else. So what I'm asking you is, how do we put an end to this? In other words, you're trying to talk about
very simple. Let me answer Diana and get the answer off the radio because I've got a break coming up here. Here's what to do, Diana. Give everybody in the United States who wants to vote a pencil and a paper. And on the paper will be the list of people seeking office. and next to their names will be a little square empty box. And at the count of three, one, two, three, everybody mark the paper and then drop it in a box. And then somebody on the count of six, four, five, six, counts them. And that's it. Kiss, Diana. Kiss. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, silly. I appreciate what you're saying, Diana. Thanks for checking in. I really do. All right. Kevin is calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I agree wholeheartedly with you. You're right on the money tonight. However, what's the ballot you told the lady about? I think it better be pen, because if it's pencil, they can erase it easily. So it better be a marker or something. Okay.
All right, now, wait a second, Kevin. I got a break coming here. Let me put you on hold. I know you've been holding on forever, so I'm going to put you on hold right now, and then we'll come back to you on the other side of the break, because the break is coming. My bad. I didn't mean pencil. I meant pen. All right? Okay. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Cheer up, kids. It gets a lot worse.
You're going to have to deal with stress. Deal with stress. Deal with stress. You're going to be a giant mess when you get back on the war.
Santa Claus does not exist, and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that Big Bird isn't funny.
Funny. Funny. Life's going to suck when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now. You're gonna end up smoking crack on your back. Face the fact, you're gonna end up hooked on smack, and then you're gonna die.
Best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Madison, you're on the mic with Madison's Progressive Voicemail. That's right. Madison's Progressive Talk now presents Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. Leave the mic a voicemail and let us know what you like or what you love about the mic. But that's not all. Call 663-7291 now and you can tell your neighbors, I'm on the mic.
Offer void in red states.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1. Visit themic921.com for details.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. The Wisconsin Steam Turtle has your chance to win free tickets to see a great holiday tradition in Madison. Backed by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. Now through December 1st, see the Wisconsin Steam Turtle for details on how you can win your free tickets. Your chance to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live from the Wisconsin State Journal.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now.
1-800-219-WORD. That's 219-WORD. 1-800-219-WORD.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
World-renowned reggae artist Pato Banton talks about Mama Nature.
The first track, Mama Nature, speaks for itself, really. The birds and bees, the plants and trees, the way that the leaders are treating the planet. For me, being aware and making people aware of the necessity to take care of the planet we live on is just as important as taking care of the house that you live in.
Pato talks about corporate responsibility.
I think there has to be a balance between the principles that major companies have and a balance between that and the profit margin that they need to gain to sustain themselves as a major company. But they have to tilt the scales in the direction of caring for this planet.
Words of wisdom from Pato Banton. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Madison begins its day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Mornings Edition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on the mic, 92.1.
Before the hour, back to Kevin in Raleigh. Kevin, thanks for holding on.
No problem, Mike. What I can understand is that you have these people who supported this fool. It's just unbelievable to me. The ones who went and voted for him, they deserve what they get, whatever happens in the next 4 years. You know, as a person of color, a black person, I'm concerned about racial intolerance, not just about the abortion being outlawed and more wars and the draft coming, and the erosion of environmental protections. I do believe Bush will probably try to change the 22nd Amendment to run again, so it's King George coming. Or they'll prime Jeb Bush for 08, so the Bush crime family will continue in office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the White House, they have the Senate, they have the House of Representatives, they have the media in his pocket. They can't blame anything on anybody else but themselves. They can't blame President Clinton. They can't blame the Democrats. They can't blame John Kerry. You know, it's a shame that John Kerry's not there, a man who's intelligent, a man who served his country well, who can string some sentences together. It's just a shame. I'm hopeful, but like you said, you have to get rid of these machines. That's the only way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Kevin, thanks for checking in, pal. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great show. I agree with everything you've said, but you need to get to the underlying root cause of why these bastards are getting away with this.
And what would that be?
There is no constitutional right to vote. There's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees the right to vote.
Well, what do you consider to be a guarantee? It is how we select our leaders is written into the United States.
Bush v. Gore, the Supreme Court said all the states have to do is have their legislatures pick the electors.
Okay.
For the Electoral College.
All right. If you're going to reference that that court ruling, okay. But keep this in mind. When the Supreme Court, when the whores, the five prostitutes on the Supreme Court made that ruling, they also, first of all, they were too embarrassed to put their names to it, but they also said that that ruling was not precedential. In other words, it did not set precedent.
Right.
That the ruling only had to do with the case of Bush v. Gore where it concerned Florida. So that's kind of where they left it. They didn't negate the constitutional requirements for electing leaders. They just said that we are such whores that we want Bush to be the president so that he can appoint more whores to take our place as we die of thyroid cancer. That's what they really said.
But still, the Constitution, nowhere in the Constitution does it guarantee the right to vote.
Hold on a second. Will, I don't understand your point. So what? There's nothing in the Constitution
that
guarantees.
You're taking advantage of that fact.
I don't think they are. Keep in mind again, regardless of the fact that the totals are skewed because they now steal everything, keep this one salient fact in mind, other than the voting fraud that they are now engaged in. Here's the other salient fact. 60% of eligible voters got off their asses and voted. Of that 60%, 51% voted for Bush, which means, mathematically, 31% of the eligible voters in this country determined that we were going to plunge into American neo-fascism. 31% of the people eligible to make a decision regarding the future of this country for the next 50 years made the decision. So I don't, as far as constitutional right, constitutional squat, 31% made the decision. That's where the problem is. But thanks. I appreciate it, Will. Thanks for checking in, pal. Margie is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hi there.
Hi. How you doing? You okay?
Well, I'm still sober, I think, but I think I may change that.
Okay.
Welcome to the United Corporations of America.
Yes, indeed.
Right after Kerry conceded this afternoon, I heard them talk on a business report. The two sectors of the Dow sent it up by considerable numbers.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Pharmaceuticals and defense spending.
Pharmaceuticals and weapons, that's right. Let's all get stoned on the pharmaceuticals and then go kill people.
Oh, geez, Sue Pete. I was talking to a friend of mine this afternoon. I says, well, what do you think? And he says, we elected King George, Napoleon, and God in one fell swoop.
Well, that was about it.
Oh, jeez. You know, I have never been so sad and so forlorn since my mother died.
I hear you. I hear you. Kathy and I stayed up late last night.
About 3 o'clock they said he was going to come out and greet the people. I said, no way, that guy's sound asleep.
Yeah.
But you were saying?
We stayed up and as late as we could. God knows we didn't work last night. I think I was on the air for 8 minutes since the network decided it would be better not to have me on the air last night, along with a lot of other people, not to have them on the air. But anyway, that's a whole different story. So we sat up after sitting in the studio for 7 hours or 6 hours last night, being on the air for 8 minutes. We sat up and watched. And what we saw, we laid there with Molly between us in our bed and watched. And I couldn't help but, first of all, think about my mother, who died May the 22nd, about how she was just shocked and mortified at what was going on. She was, died in the World Democrat.
Yeah, they kept talking. Well, I was listening on the radio, and they kept talking about Cayuga county in Ohio,
yeah,
which is a year old neighborhood.
Well, no, we were my county was Lucas County, and Lucas County did go for Kerry. But then, after thinking about my 89-year-old dead mother, I looked down at my 3-month-old alive baby daughter, and I thought, you know, what the hell? You know, I'm not going to be around when she reaches her absolute maturity. When she's in her 30s, I'll be dead and gone. What is it that she is going to have to deal with? And thank God Kathy is younger than I am, because I said to Kathy, you know, it's going to be your responsibility to see that, you know, this child has some sense of what's right and what's wrong, because, you know, I will be pushing up daisies long before she's able to make those kinds of decisions. And it just left me with a lousy feeling, Marge, is what I'm saying.
I hear you. I mean, I was been walking around in a daze today and wondering, where the hell do we go from here, Coach?
I know.
It's disgusting and discouraging and whatever. And before I forget, I don't know, it was Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday. You got to read Eric Zorn's column. It was a beaut.
Okay.
But it, you know, I wish he would have run something like that a little bit sooner and a little bit more often, because we've been overwhelmed by the so-called liberal media, Aunt Fanny.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Every time I hear these people make those kinds of remarks, I just want to throw up. You know, I never in my life have seen so many people lie so easily.
It just
flows trippingly off the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah, so easily, so openly, with no moral brakes on to stop them from lying. Yes, I understand what you're saying, Marge.
And they talk about morals,
yeah,
and character.
And by the way, for the people that don't know, Marge is referring to Eric Zorn, who's a columnist for the Chicago Tribune, one of the good guys, one of the guys that wears a white hat. ChicagoTribune.com. You have to register. Go to Eric Zorn. He also writes a blog. Good stuff. A good liberal columnist.
Yeah, it was a beaut. I'm pretty sure it was Monday, but it might have been. No, I don't think it was. I'm almost positive it was Monday. I couldn't get through. So, then last night you weren't there, so I couldn't do that either. But anyway, it life in the big city. What? 71-26.
Oh, that was Barack Obama over the moron.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the 26% of Illinoisians who voted for him?
I don't know who the hell they were.
they're Christian.
You know, if there is a proof that those damn machines don't work, there can't be 26% of the people in the state of Illinois that think that he is worth having in the U.S. Senate.
Well, with great respect, Marge, because you're one of my few heroes, yes, there are 26% of people in Illinois.
Yeah,
there are.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid you're right. And guess who I got for governor?
Who? Oh, yeah, you got a Republican there in Indiana.
Mitch Daniels.
Yeah,
Doesn't that just warm the cockles of your heart?
Former budget chief who got cashiered. Oh, well, what the hell. Marge, thanks for checking in.
Take care, my friend.
All right, you too. You have a nice evening. Yeah, last night on Air America Radio was worth listening to, I guess. But this morning and today, you know, I'm listening to Al, I'm listening to Morning Tradition, I listened to Randy, and all I heard was people on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Maybe it's because there was no sleep. But did you get that sense too? Just forced laughter from my colleagues? Yeah. Well, whatever. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners?
Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Dixie County, same story. 77.5% are registered Democrats. And the vote came out 77% for Bush and 15% who are registered Republicans, 15% for Kerry. I mean, it's almost a mirror image. It's Orwellian. It's like the joke was on us.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
A holiday tradition returns to Madison. Back by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Christmas Eve and Other Stories, live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. A collaboration of captivating music and poetry, celebrating the emotion and the spirit of the season. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, a lavish rock opera, with dual performances on December 4th at 3 and 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. A dollar from each ticket will go to the Madison Area Salvation Army. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is brought to you locally by Covance Clinical Research Unit, bringing the miracles of medicine to market sooner. And U.S. Cellular, we connect with you. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Live December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Progressive thought is a constant revolution.
Revolution.
This is the Mic 92.1.
I promise you, that time will come. The time will come, the election will come, when your work and your ballots will change the world. And it's worth fighting for.
Yeah, John Kerry in his concession speech today, and, you know, a pat on the back to myself and all you truth seekers for all the work that we did to elect a Democrat. God knows you did all you could. So did I. It's not our fault. Hand-wringing is not going to solve this problem now. If you really want to work for change, then what we have to do is get rid of these deep old machines, the software, the four companies that are owned by these Christian fanatics. Would we allow Islamic fanatics to write the programs and build the machines? Would we allow Jewish fanatics? Would we allow Hindu fanatics? No, we wouldn't. Then why do we allow Christian fanatics? Huh? Think about it. Oh, by the way, tomorrow night, Mike Papantonio from the weekend's Ring of Fire with Robert Kennedy Jr. Mike will be on the program tomorrow night just to, you know, a couple of guys sitting around talking. Credit where credit's due tonight. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City engineered the program. Linda Blake in the city answered your calls. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com is the webmaster for my site, which is MikeMalloy.com. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is the executive producer. Sandy is calling from Stockton, Georgia. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Sandy.
Great show.
Well, thank you.
I am in total and complete agreement with you. I think that unless we get rid of these machines, we will not win any more elections. When I came in last night and I sat down to watch the election returns and I saw the returns coming in, that was the first thought. Mm-hmm. That I had when I started to see the poll numbers coming, I'm sorry, results coming in from the polls. When Bush signed HAVA with much fanfare, I was dismayed at the fact that that bill actually promoted e-voting. And it struck me as rather odd because there is a more reliable method of counting the vote. And since that bill was supposed to be all about getting the votes counted, my first inclination was why?
Mm-hmm.
Why not go to a tried and true, more reliable source, being the electronic scanners?
Right.
That way you have a paper ballot. The ballots are actually more accurately counted. The margin of error with those is much less than with those e-voting machines. So why are we pushing these e-voting machines?
For the obvious reason.
For the obvious reason.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I want to tell you, in my particular county, they use electronic scanners.
Uh-huh.
And I was afraid, there's no polling place in my county because I live in a district that is sparsely populated. So there aren't enough registered voters for them to actually construct a district. And so I was afraid to mail my ballot. So I took it to the registrar of voters.
Right.
And I went in, and I had actually went in, and I said, you know, I had changed my mind on one of the ballot issues. And so I asked for another ballot. Well, the poll worker tells me, well, don't worry about it. We can just white out. And I looked at her. I said, white out? She said, yes, the machines that we have, we've learned that we can white out any mistake that you've made and the machine will still read it. I said, no, thank you. I
Whoops.
prefer another ballot.
That's incredible.
Was that incredible?
That's incredible.
I couldn't believe it. The lady next to me, who was standing next to me, looked at me. We kind of looked at each other.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's a new one. I had never heard that before. A spoiled ballot is a spoiled ballot.
Now, I should know this. You're in Stockton. Stockton, California.
California.
Yeah, for a second there. We have a Stockbridge, Georgia, and I'm so dingy tonight. I thought you were calling from Stockbridge, Georgia, but you're calling from Stockton, California. Okay.
California.
So they can fight it out.
Where the sane people live.
Right. Not here in Georgia, huh?
Yes, I know. I know. I listen. I feel for you, Mike.
Well, we had Ray Charles, so that means something.
Absolutely. I also identify with the gentleman that called who said he is a minority. I am a middle-aged black woman, and mm-hmm. I've called your show before. We've spoken before.
Yes, we have.
And I am really apprehensive about the rise in the level of intolerance.
Yeah.
In this country, and I'm really fearful that what is about to take place over the next 4 years is going to be much more violence against minorities, because they've got their guy in the White House.
That's right.
They've got their guy in the Justice Department.
That's right.
And, when you have the President of the United States actively.
I hear you. Sandy, guess what? There's the music.
Okay, Mike.
Time to go home. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. You have a nice evening. Don't forget, Truth Seekers, Mike Papantonio joins me tomorrow night. And, of course, the usual fun and frivolity in the conversation. Thanks for your participation tonight. However you worked your magic, I do appreciate it. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Hey, babe.
I'm in a meeting.
Sure, I'll stop by McDonald's.
The usual?
Okay.
Wait a minute. I have no idea what her usual anything is. Cream or sugar, paper or plastic, stiletto or slingback.
Ah!
Relax. There's McDonald's dollar menu, a tasty double cheeseburger, yummy yogurt parfait, crisp side salad. It's all her favorites.
Wow, I can't go wrong.
Really? Padded or underwire?
I'm loving it.
Me too.
Prices and participation may vary.
Attention motorists. Unattended vehicles will be towed. Yesterday, we scored a brand new Kia Sedona, the minivan with a 5-star safety rating, 10-year warranty, and a starting price under $21,000. We'll be keeping that one for ourselves.
The Kia Sedona. Welcome to more.
MSRP for base model 2004 Sedona is $26,65, including freight, excluding taxes, title, license options, and retailer charges. 5-star rating achieved at NHTSA designated test facility and approved by NHTSA. Actual prices set by retailer. See Kia retailer for warranty details or go to Kia.com.
Get behind the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station. The Mic. 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Matt Cherry. It's President Bush's first summit since his re-election. Mr. Bush is in Santiago, Chile, for the annual Asian-Pacific Economic Meeting. CNN Radio's Lucia Newman reports the fiscal health of the U.S. will be discussed.
Many countries, including most of the Asian countries and many of the Latin American countries, including its neighbor Mexico, are concerned that the U.S. dollar is simply not making their goods competitive anymore. At the same time, the United States is concerned that the Chinese currency is hurting the U.S.
Not everyone is rolling out the welcome mat. Thousands of anti-Bush and anti-globalization protesters hit the streets. In some cases, police had to use tear gas and water cannons to keep the crowd under control. Well, back home in the U.S., the Bush administration and Congress burned the midnight oil to reach a deal on a spending bill, according to the Associated Press. The $388 billion package calls for a less than 2% increase in education funding. It also cuts in half the president's request for foreign aid for countries embracing democratic change. U.S. military officials are investigating whether suspected terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has been trying to get in touch with Osama bin Laden, Lieutenant General Lance Smith of Central Command.
I don't have anything absolutely firm in a multiple source intelligence report or anything that can say